Oh, good afternoon, and you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bashan, and welcome to my show. This episode is now called The Experimentation of Rock. So in previous episodes, we explored how music changes through this fusion, the cultural exchange, and technology. But this time, I want to focus on one genre specifically, which is going to be rock music, and how that consistently reinvented itself over time. So, when people think about rock, they often think about guitars, drums, and traditional band structures. But throughout its history, rock has never really stayed the same. Artists have consistently experimented with the new sounds, used different production techniques, and influences from other genres itself, like blues, like funk, like soul, as well as jazz, and all sorts. But throughout this hour, we'll move through blues rock, psychedelic rock, progressive rock, synth rock, industrial rock, shoegaze, post-rock, and more experimental approaches to the genre. So, we're going to see rock as one fixed style. Not really. No, we're not. We're going to see it as different styles that's used under the roots of rock. So, this episode explores how musicians have continued to expand what rock music can sound like. So, let's get into it. So first up, we're going to have a set of three songs that we're going to first play. Each of them are in different subgenres of rock. The first one is going to be the song Tribute by Duane Burnside. Let's hear it.
Because that is gone. I wanna know.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Tribute by Duane Burnside. So, he is an American artist, and he performed last February in Vancouver's The Pearl, and I got to see him, and he is such an amazing blues and rock performer. So, next up, we get Lost It by Neighborly. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Lost It by Neighborly, which is a psychedelic rock piece. Up next for our last song from the set is Elements by Witch Hazel.
I can see through.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Elements by Witch Hazel. So as we've heard here, there's three different types of songs that we played, and there are three different types of subgenres from rock. So the first step looks like some of the foundations of rock music and how artists become expanding beyond their traditional structures of rock. So first up, we've heard Tribute by Duane Burnside from the album Red Rooster, which is from the blue rock genre. It's one of the major starting points of modern rock. So since he combined using the emotional expression and the guitar traditions of blues with the louder amplifications and stronger rhythms, artists create a sound that would be influenced by many futures of musicians. And from there, we heard psychedelic rock from Lost It by Neighborly, which started pushing its boundaries even farther. So artists become experimenting with the studio effects, the unusual structures, and the more atmospheric sounds, as we've heard with Lost It. And it shows that rock is also about creating experience instead of like using it in the traditional sense. And then the third one we had was a progressive rock, which is from the song Elements by Witch Hazel, which we just heard. And it continues this idea by exploring longer compositions, more difficult arrangements, and the influences from classical music and jazz. And it also challenges the idea that rock songs need to follow simple structure and doesn't have to be in a strict sense. So these early examples show that experimentation has always been part of rock music, and it continues to be to this day, as we'll see later on in the show. So before we continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right, so that was the public service announcement, and now we're going back to songs, which is our second set. We're going to do first with the song Anytime by The World Provider, which features Katie Moore, which is a new wave / synth rock piece. Let's see how this sounds.
Come on.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you just heard Anytime by The World Provider featuring Katie Moore. Next song we're going to play for you is going to be one of my favorites. It's going to be an industrial rock piece, which is going to be Thought Leader by Health. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Thought Leader by Health. For our last song for the set is going to be Sugar by Palsoak, which is a shoegaze music genre from rock. Let's hear how this sounds. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Sugar by Palace Oaks. What a nice way to end off this set. So this one explores about how rock begins incorporating new technologies into different approaches to sound. So we have here is different subgenres, which is new wave and synth rock from Anytime by The World Provider. And after that, we had industrial rock, which is by Thought Leaders, song by Health. And after that was Shoegaze with the song Sugar by Palace Oaks. So what we first heard was new wave and synth rock, which has electronic instruments into rock music. And through this use of synthesizers and new forms of production, it replaces guitars, and these electronic sounds become another way for artists to create new textures apart from just guitars. Industrial rock also pushes even further by combining rock instrumentation with mechanical rhythms, distorted sounds, and electronic production, which we've heard there from Health's Thought Leader. And then we see that artists begin using the technology not just for having it as an extra layer, but is as a main part of the music. And after that, the final one we heard recently was Shoegaze, which is from the song Sugar by Palace Oaks. And that uses it very, very differently because they all share the same idea. So instead of focusing only on traditional guitar, melodies, artists, so forth, they use effect pedals and studio techniques to transform guitars into walls of sound and atmosphere. So even though these genres sound very different, they all come from the same idea, where rock music can continue changing by experimentation with new tools. But before we can continue further, let's hear it from a public service announcement.
For a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show,
and a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, then we're going to move on to our third set of songs. We have electronic rock, post-rock, and experimental rock. The first song we're going to play for you is Bones Girl by Glad Handing. Let's hear how it sounds over here. And after that, we're going to play Vulture Tree by The Ophelias. And after that, we're going to do next Angor by Angrine de Portrine, if that's how you say it, if that's correct. But for now, we're going to do Bones Girl.
Bones Girl. Giving up that giving up that giving up that giving up that giving up.
Alright, this is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Bones Girl by Glad Handing, which is using the electronic rock genre. Next up is Vulture Tree by The Ophelias. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Vulture Tree by The Ophelias. Next up in our final song for this set, we got an experimental rock piece, which is with the song Angor by Angine de Poitrine, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, I'm sorry to say about that. But on with the song. Thank you. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Angor by Angine de Portrine, if that's how I say it correctly. Well, this section here focuses on rock begins to move further away from its traditional expectations, as you just heard of this song right here. So the first song we've listened to on this set was Bones Girl by Glad Handing, which is an electronic rock piece that combines the energy of rock with digital production and electronic elements, and has that space for guitars and computers can exist together. Then after that, we were listening to Post Rock, which is from the song Vulture Tree by The Ophelias, which takes another step by changing the focus on the genre itself. So instead of relying on traditional verse and chorus structures, the post-rock often focuses on the atmosphere, its repetition, and its gradual changes in sound. And then the last song was Angor by Angine de Portrine, if I'm saying that correctly, sorry again. It's an experimental rock piece which pushes these ideas even further by treating instruments less like fixed tools and more like sources of sound that can be manipulated. And all these genres show that rock is not about the specific instrument or style, it's more about the experimentation, the emotion, and finding new ways to express these ideas through sound, not just about guitars. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. From Colorado to Mexico, the Rio Grande and its tributaries provide drinking water for millions of people, irrigate vast areas of farmland, and provide habitat for native cutthroat trout. So the water is in high demand, and strains on the river system are growing. As the climate warms, droughts are becoming more intense, and mountain snowpack, which melts into the streams that feed the Rio Grande, is declining. To make sure there will be enough water for farmers in the spring and summer, water is held back during the winter in upstream reservoirs. That reduces the water flowing through streams and rivers in winter months.
That's clearly a threat to the trout populations that exist in these rivers.
Kevin Terry is with Trout Unlimited. His group works with farmers, water districts, and others to arrange releases from upstream reservoirs during the winter when possible.
To keep the ecosystems healthy and keep fish as healthy as possible, while at the same time delivering water supplies to downstream communities for other benefits, including augmentation of well depletions, supplies for livestock.
He says as water becomes scarcer in the region, it's critical that people work together to make the best use of every drop. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We are Yonkers.
I'm Javin and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Alright, to close out today's show, we got our final set of songs. First one we're going to do is Starlight by Sam Queeley, which is a hyperpop / digital rock influence.
Shadows of city lights. Before you came, it wasn't looking so bright. I can be sure.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Starlight by Sam Cooley. Up next is going to be a modern experimental piece with rock influences, which is from the song Monk by the Dial Tones. Alright, you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Monk by the Dial Tones. So throughout this episode, we explore how rock music has continued to evolve by constantly challenging its own boundaries. Well, from blues rock to psychedelic experimentation to electronic influences, atmospheric sounds, and modern digital production, rock has never been about just one sound. So what makes this genre interesting is its ability to adapt. And artists continue to take familiar ideas and transform them to new influences, technologies, and creative approaches. Rock music has always been changing, and the constant evolution of what allows to remain relevant and across generations. Well then, that's all for the show and from the episode, The Experimentation of Rock. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And the final song we're going to play for you is going to be a global hybrid track, Locked in the Array by Atsuko Chiba. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.
Up in all this parade.